Pittman makes a nuisance of himself. Oh, and right through the middle, and a chance, and a goal for Bournemouth inside 3 minutes. And Brett Pittman had all the time in the world to go in between the two centre-backs, up to the edge of the area, and drills it low past Darren Randolph. Blues are looking at the referee for something. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but it just opened up. And a very straightforward goal for Brett Pittman. And just 3 minutes in, it's Blues 0, Bournemouth 1. Randolph from inside his own six-yard box scuffs the clearance. Ritchie, first-time ball. Wilson is onside. Wilson against the keeper. Will tuck it round him. It's 2-0. Blues think that Wilson was offside. It must have been tight, but the assistant wasn't really in line by any stretch of the imagination. On 35 minutes, the scuff clearance from Randolph cost Blues dear. Callum Wilson's 10th goal of the season. Blues 0, Bournemouth 2. Headed infield by Pugh. That should clear Hall. It doesn't quite. Davis is back. Oh, and then it's played off Ritchie. Ritchie up towards the edge of the penalty area. Lofted over the keeper. And it's 3-0 to Bournemouth on 39 minutes. And Blues singularly failing to give it away. Ritchie gets his first goal of the season. And this could turn out a carnage in the second half. It's Blues 0, Bournemouth 3, Matt Ritchie. And here's Ritchie. Oh, and on the overlap comes Francis. Lots of bodies in the box. Gets the cross in and headed into the corner of the net. That's a lovely finish from Mark Pugh. Francis had got space down the right-hand side so often, and his cross towards the far post was met absolutely flush. Pugh gets his second goal of the season, and on 63 minutes, it's Blues 0, Bournemouth 4. Francis stands up the cross towards the far post, and it's Pugh again! Almost a carbon copy. Right-wing cross from Francis, and another header from Pugh, and on 69 minutes, it's 5 for Bournemouth. And Pugh arriving in all sorts of space, buries his second of the afternoon, his third of the season. Blues 0, Bournemouth 5. Here's Fraser, edge of the penalty area, wants to get on his left foot. Francis arrives, gets down towards the byline, and that'll be a penalty. Cottrell tracking back has clipped his man. Francis went down, and a penalty to Bournemouth. It's Ranty against Randolph. Steps up now and sends the keeper the wrong way. It's 6-0. Ranty with his first goal of the season. And on 82 minutes, is that the complete haul for Bournemouth? It's getting more and more comfortable with every moment. Blues 0, Bournemouth 6. Might come for Gosling to fire in a shot. Now he plays it right side of the box for Ritchie. Ritchie with the chip cross. It's headed partially clear. Only as far as Gosling. Drills it across the box and pokes into the roof of the net. And it is Mark Pugh, and it is a hat-trick. It was a miscue into the roof of the net, but he won't concern too much. Oh, could this get any worse for Birmingham City? Mark Pugh with a second-half hat-trick. There's still 6 minutes to go. It's Birmingham City 0, Bournemouth 7. It's out to Ritchie. Ritchie on the edge of the six-yard box, and Ranty turns it home from close range. It's 8-0. Ranty with his second goal of the game. And Bournemouth look almost apologetic as they score goal after goal after goal. This is almost an all-time low point for Birmingham City. They've been playing with 10 men since the 6th minute, but right now they look like they're playing with 6 or 7. It really has been the most abysmal second half. 8 goals have hit the post twice as well, Bournemouth, along the way. Blues 0, Bournemouth 8.
OK then, Malcolm. St Andrews left pretty shell-shocked this afternoon, I think, in the end.
Well, I'm shell-shocked, I know that. An embarrassing performance. There's not much I can say, really, because, you know, we've been very, very poor. And another sending off does not help the situation. Made it very hard for us. But we have to accept that, you know, we've been very, very poor today. And it's a terrible result.
3 sendings off in 3 back-to-back games, but this one coming so early.
Yeah, well, you go into every game believing you can win it. And we went into that game today thinking we could win it. We were in good shape and good spirits. And all of that gets thrown out the window when you get a sending off as early as you do.
The team didn't come out, you know, particularly well defensively either. That first goal was a very poor one.
Well, I don't know what it is about home games. They seem to have this fear, because we seem to let an early goal in so many games. And obviously that one today, it's a big setback straight away when you concede so early.
Could have kept Bournemouth a bit more honest had the penalty gone in. I mean, it just felt like nothing would go your way.
Well, you're like thinking if you go in 1 or 2 nil down at half time, you know, you can maybe have a little go, and like we did at Blackburn. But to go 3 down and then you get a penalty and you miss it, it just makes everything even harder, you know. So what can you do? You have to just try and plod on and get on with the game. But yeah, we could have done with that going in.
Would it be fair to say the last half hour, Bournemouth could have run up pretty much any score?
Oh yeah, I think they could have, yeah. I think, you know, we'd really lost our way totally. We were hanging on in there. And, you know, I just have to apologise really to the supporters for such a poor performance.